have to expose myself to the radical weeding out of the gardener, the husbandman, God himself, or else those thorns come up so easily. Here's what Jesus is saying here. Above everything else, you need to give your spiritual life space and room to grow. And that means you've got not only to cut down the thorns, you've got to weed them out. Because they come up automatically. Unless you just weed them out, and they'll be right back. So you just get ready for it. And everything depends on how you hear. On how you hear. And the first soil, the seed fell on the ground and was stolen. And the second soil, the seed went into the ground but was starved. And the third soil, the seed went down into the ground deeply, but when the plant came up, it was strangled. And the fourth soil, the seed went on, then in, then down deep, then back up again and bore a full crop because it had taken care of doctoring the soil as over against being the first three kinds. So let me ask you what Jesus would ask. How do you hear the gospel? How do you listen to Jesus Christ? Are you hard? Satan comes along, just carries it away immediately. Are you hollow so that you can say, oh yes, anybody would believe that. And you come up quickly and die just as quickly. Are you hard? Are you hollow? Are you half-hearted so that there are thorns everywhere and you're trying to raise two kinds of crops and just won't work? Or are you wholehearted, where in an unprejudiced, open mind, you let Christ have his way when he speaks to your heart? I'm going to ask that we stand to our feet and bow our heads and close our eyes and be in a spirit of prayer. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to you. Be polite to the Holy Spirit just now. And ask God to give you the best listening ears you've ever had. There be degrees of depth far beyond which you'll be even able to go today. But go as deeply as you can go by your choice right now. Ask God to give you the best hearing you've ever known of the gospel. The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. I want to ask you to do what God tells you to do. You see, you've never heard until you've heeded. And heeded means obeying what God tells you. And you're just like any other of us. You struggle with this matter of what to do when God speaks to you. So does everybody else. Every person who's ever become a Christian has had to struggle because there is sinfulness within you. There is flesh that engulfs you, and it has to be broken up. And that's true of Christians also. And some of us need to adjust our hearing today. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to your heart. I want to ask you to ask God to make you good soil so that you'll hear and heed and produce according to his degree of productivity for your life. There are those here today who need to hear Jesus and say, Lord, I am listening. I want you in my life. I need to be saved. I right now turn my back on myself as my resource for living. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them as well as I know how to do, trusting you to help me. And then by faith, I receive Jesus Christ as a living person into my heart and trust him to enter me and live in me and produce through me. And I'm coming publicly because you commanded me to let you have your way in my life today. There are other matters of church membership, those who should come on promise of church letter or by statement as the Holy Spirit invites you to come and Jesus calls upon you to come. The church receives members. You come. Other decisions you need to make, God identifies them in your heart. You do what he tells you. The choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. As they sing and God's Spirit deals with your heart, come and let Jesus have his way in you just now. As the choir sings, you come.